Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. This is the Dopey Millennial Show. Welcome into the show. Caleb Johnson here with you for the next 3 hours. Go ahead and give me a follow on social media if you don't mind. You know, sometimes I say amusing things. Sometimes I have important reports to put out there. We'll get into one coming up shortly when it comes to the injury report for the Atlanta Hawks, but give me a follow on social media at ATLJohnson18. Of course, as always, give the radio station a follow at 929 The Game. On the other side of the glass, I got Mr. Dom Cherosky. Happy to be with you for a little bit. Then we'll follow things up with a just as adequate, just as fun, but not quite dopey. That'll be okay when Mr. Eric Slaughter.
Not as attractive.
sure. You said it, not me. I am. It's been a minute though, and I feel like as of lately I've done a little bit of this of coming in, hosting a show, and being like, hey y'all, it's been a little while. Of course, you can certainly go give my podcast a follow, get those subscriptions up, the likes, the reviews, all of that sort of fun stuff. Atlanta Basketball with Caleb Johnson. As if you don't know, yes, I host the Dopey Millennial Show here on Sports Radio 92.9, but I also cover the Atlanta Hawks for this radio station. I have been doing so for the last few years, and it's funny. This has been the first year in a while where I feel like there was quite a level of excitement when it came to the Hawks, and the expectations certainly felt higher than they've been in quite some time. And yet, Dom, they play a singular game, and when I tell you, all of you out there listening, because some of you are probably part of this group, y'all lost your ever-loving minds over one basketball game. And I just have to say, can we not, must we really determine the season based on one game? Because, and I will say this, I did not help the situation because you just heard from Chris Thomas, who was on this radio station hosting the last few hours. I was on his show earlier before that game this week saying, you know what? I don't really know what to expect from the Raptors. I mean, the Toronto Raptors, look, they're a team that's a collection of parts. I don't think they're actually a team. I just think their ownership group really didn't have a direction. Masai Ujiri, he just like took shots in the dark and was like, let me try this. Let me try that.
It's a real personification of like if a team looked like Frankenstein, where they just took just random parts and just throw it together and throw the switch and see what happens.
And you know what, Dom? It's perfect for the time of year that it is, being close to Halloween, because, yes, Frankenstein is a perfect way of describing the Toronto Raptors, because you got the worst of trades with New York. You went out and spent massive money to get Brandon Ingram, and, you know, you still have young talent as well, guys like Grady Dick and others. But it just felt like, and a head coach that is well-respected across the league, but let's be honest, when he's not in your normal coaching circles that everyone expects to get the next job, expectations are certainly not there. They let go of Masai Ujiri, who was rumored at one point maybe joining the Hawks and you know, their organization when they were looking to hire president of basketball ops. All of that is to say, I was like, I don't know what to make of this team. And you know what I learned about them on Wednesday? Hey, this collection of parts actually is trying to play in a very cohesive, fast way. It felt like what they sent out against the Hawks is what the Hawks are trying to be, which is, man, we're getting out in transition. We're running up and down the floor. We're going for steals. We're going for blocks. I mean, we are going to muck it up as much as possible and just try to be a pest. And guess what the Raptors were to the Hawks on opening night? Absolute pests. Absolute pests to the Atlanta Hawks to the tune of 86 points in the paint. People in that organization, in the Atlanta Hawks organization, were going through stats trying to find, hey, when's the last time that the Hawks gave up 86 points in the paint? You know what they found? These stats only go back to 2000, and it hasn't happened since then. So maybe it happened at some point before then. I'm sure, you know, before the three-point line, certainly that would have, you know, the some team would have come and played the Hawks and attacked the paint like that. But crazy that we're now in 2025, and at least for the last 25 years, that had never happened to this organization. So tons of people out there go, oh, man, I mean, the Hawks, they came out opening night wearing, you know, they gave the fans T-shirts that say, "We different." And that's just the same old Hawks. And I understood the frustration, but it felt like there were moments in that game where I was like, oh, okay, this is really a new team playing with new pieces, trying to play a new style of basketball. Now, certainly under Quinn Snyder, this team getting out and running and them being involved in transition and not trying to play out of the half court is something that Quinn Snyder's been trying to do since he's been here. But given the collection of pieces that they acquired, the Nickeil Alexander-Walkers, the Kristaps Porzingis's, having Jalen Johnson back healthy, all of these reasons, having Zachary Risacher out there to go along with, of course, Trae Young, gave all the reason in the world for you to think, all right, well, you know, Trae talked to media back a couple weeks ago and was like, man, I feel like the connection with Kristaps is already there. However, when you get in a game that is also the first game for NBA officials, sure, they were reffing games in the preseason, but it's just different when the game actually matters. And you know what the officials did? They went a little too crazy with the whistle. Guess what does not work well for the Hawks? The Hawks trying to be a physical basketball team now. You've got Dyson. You've got Nickeil. You've got Kristaps down low to go and block shots. The minute that Dyson got into foul trouble and the Hawks had to change up what they were doing, it threw everything off. Now, some of you might think, well, Caleb, there you go. This team's not going to be able to do anything defensively then when Dyson Daniels is out of the game. And to that, I would say, It's game. It was game one. It was game one. They got to figure these things out. When they played the Houston Rockets during the preseason, they had never played a lineup with that sort of size. They had to go back, look at the film, practice. And that's the other thing that I feel like people don't realize when it comes to like practice in the NBA, like training camp in the NBA, you're doing two-a-days for a week. You practice for an hour a day. It's not like these guys are out here spending hours and hours and hours on the court with one another. And even if they are spending time outside of practice, it's putting up shots individually. It's not really necessarily playing through sets, through situations as a team. So it is truly, truly going to take some time. And then the Hawks go and play the Orlando Magic without Kristaps Porzingis, without Zachary Risacher. And was it perfect? No. But did you see the signs of what this team can be? 100%. Because you got a night of Mo Gay playing out of his ever-loving mind. I mean, the man finished with just 13 points. So you'd be like, well, Caleb, I mean, how big of a contributor was he really? He sealed the game at the end. When the Magic tried to get that final bucket to tie this game up or take the lead to pull off the win, and Paolo Banchero, for whatever reason, felt, hey, I know there's still, was it like 12, 14, 16 seconds? I mean, there was a ton of time on the clock when Paolo got the lemon booty and said, oh, got to chuck up a shot. And then when it came to collecting the rebound, Nikhil gets up there, starts to lose it, and Mo Gay puts his body on the floor, and he gets the ball for the Hawks. These are the types of contributions that I think we're going to see from different guys on a night-in, night-out basis. Night one, opening night in the NBA, wasn't a reason for massive concern. I do believe it was a wake-up call for the Atlanta Hawks within themselves. Of like, oh, man. Yeah, if we don't run enough, like, we can get embarrassed. The thing about, and it's going to depend on matchups. It's going to depend on who the team you are that you're facing. Did the Atlanta Hawks do the same thing that I did? And maybe look at the Raptors as like, I mean, I know they got Ingram, but like, Scotty, you know, he's kind of all over the place. Grady Dick, like really, just all these collection of pieces that they had, maybe they took them a little bit for granted and they got embarrassed. Trae Young said as much after that first game, and they came back against Orlando with not even a full roster because, of course, we couldn't even go a full game before you got Keaton Wallace busting his face on the court. You got Zachary Risacher leaving with an ankle injury. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, he left for a minute. I didn't even know what the injury was per se, but he came back. So, of course, dealing with injuries again, if that's going to be what the season is, hey, you got to handle what's presented in front of you. But the Hawks coming back and getting the win last night over the Magic showed you that it's not like this team is just going to be cheeks for the whole year. Like, it's not one game and you're throwing in the towel. No, this team needed some time and still needs some time to figure out their style. Even though Quinn has said what he wants their style to be, they individually as players have talked about they want to be strong defensively and they want to get out and run. But when you get hit in the mouth by a team you didn't expect, when you get in foul trouble, you got to learn to adapt. And I think it might take a little bit of time. Tonight will be another test for this team. First back-to-back, and you're going to be missing guys again. But I just need the panic meter to take a little tone down. Just a couple notches. Let's pump the brakes. and let's let this team develop. Shots not falling early in the season. Guess what? That happens. You know when you want your team to be hot? Yeah, April. March, April, heading into the postseason. That's when you want your team to be hitting shots. Not to say that you don't want them hitting shots in October, November, December, January, all of that sort of thing. It is just to say, if it takes some time to ramp up, it's to be expected. This was never going to work on the spot. And no, it doesn't mean blame Quinn Snyder because he can't figure things out. Blame Trae Young because he's not the guy that we thought he was. Blame Jalen Johnson. Blame Kristaps Porzingis. Blame Zachary, whatever. I just need us to have a measure of reality in the situation. And maybe, you know, follow the words of Trae Young. Don't get too high, don't get too low. Because we got 80 more of these things. And it starts another one tonight. We'll talk about it next on the other side of the break when we get into the rest of the story, all the headlines of the day and of the weekend. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
App. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show with you on a Saturday afternoon, taking you up until 7 o'clock when we'll have pregame with Mike Conti, getting you ready for the first doubleheader of the NBA season for the Atlanta Hawks. Of course, spent some time that first segment just, I feel like, throwing out the reminder of, yes, Wednesday night against Toronto was real bad. Real bad for the Hawks. But I feel like last night you saw with less pieces, as we'll get into in just a second, the injury situation's going on right now. You saw a team led by Trae Young fight back and get a win. Scoring what? I think Trae had, it was like 11 of his points were in the final 6 minutes of that game. Like, that is what I have come to expect from Trae. When the team needs it, hey, you turn it on, you get it done, you get stops against a physical team in Orlando, a team that, man, how many times have we talked over the years, especially the last couple, of this Orlando team getting away with just about beating the Hawks physically on the court. I mean, everything short of fists being thrown that officials just turned a blind eye to and let it happen. So it's good that a physical team like Orlando that has tried to add shooting, and I don't know that it's going to work, didn't work last night, that you saw a team where, yeah, you got an unsung hero, a guy like Moge, come out and have the performance that he did, help finish off a win for the Hawks. So they go to 1-1 and get ready for tonight. All right, without any further ado, though, let's get right into the rest of the story. I wondered there for a second if we were going to have, this is a bit of a remix, but if we're going to have a remix of the remix of rest of the story bed there. All right. The Atlanta Hawks, as I told you, 7 o'clock pregame tonight, 7:30 tip-off right here on the game, taking on the reigning NBA champion, Oklahoma City Thunder. First off, since we're talking about the Thunder, I had to throw out there, did you guys see the rings that they got? Like, every year, I think it's Jostens tries their best to, how do we one-up last year's ring?
I absolutely, because like, what they did, because apparently players and athletes started complaining that the rings were too big.
Yeah.
That like, it's too gaudy. So instead of making the rings smaller, yep. They said, okay, we'll still give you a big ass ring, but instead we'll put a ring inside
in the ring, Dom. When I saw that, guys, because, you know, it's been a thing for a while that the top of it opens, you know, there's like a little hinge or it completely pops off and you have, you'll either have like the stadium on the inside or you'll have the field, because the Braves, when they won in 21, their pops open and it has like, if I remember right, it was Jorge Soler's home run, like in a ruby jewel on the field. And like you've seen just all kinds, anyone who's won a championship, they try to do something on the inside of the ring to add more excitement to it, because as Dom was just saying, we've reached a point, we got so big with these rings, it was like, well, we can't make them any bigger, but we can put more stuff on the inside. And now we've reached a level of, we'll just put a cool ring on the inside of that ring that's got like all the players' numbers and some more information like about the finals, so that guys, if they wanted to be a little more subtle, could wear that inside ring instead of let me lug around this massive 3-pound ring.
I can't wait for the day when like it expands to the point where it's not just a ring and a ring, like it's just a full like brass knuckles of rings, like, and that are all just connected, and you just got to hold it out like with your fist.
Instead of being able to do the Michael Jordan with multiple rings, have one.
Yeah, just one, and they're all stacked on top of each other, like layered.
We'll start getting ring bracelets. Who knows? Which, by the way, normally this is something that I would leave for news you can lose, like at the end of the show and stuff. I saw something recently, because like this whole ring culture has completely gotten out of hand, where I'm seeing like all of these travel ball teams and stuff, these kids are getting rings, which, okay, cool, whatever, instead of trophies now you're getting rings. I now have learned there are participation rings. I literally saw a friend of mine post his kid get a finalist ring. And when I looked it up, now granted, I think it cost $12 on, you know, whatever website they're ordering it from. So it's not like it's a bunch of money. It is just like a participation trophy. I'm just like, wow, we really went from participation trophies to participation rings. And, you know, rings are more socially acceptable, so everyone's fine with it.
When can we start giving out, like, participation contracts? when do we reach that level?
Yeah, yeah, where the kids start, you know, oh, here's your participation, $100.
Yeah, exactly. Or,
oh, don't say it, Dom. It'll happen. It'll happen. All right, continuing, though, the rest of the story. The Oklahoma City Thunder are banged up tonight, and that is certainly a factor in tonight's game, as you got no Jalen Williams, no Alex Caruso, no Isaiah Joe, no Kenrick Williams, Thomas Sorber, and Nikola Topic, but that's, you know, he didn't play last year either. However, important factors, Chet Holmgren and Cason Wallace are questionable tonight. So that's going to be something to monitor when it comes to the Thunder. As for the Hawks, yes, you've still got Kristaps Porzingis, who is questionable tonight with those flu-like symptoms. I wouldn't expect him to play if he's still feeling under the weather. I just doubt that they're really going to try to force him, trying to play.
Yeah.
And then the other one, not having Zachary Risacher as he injured his ankle in the opener on Wednesday. And now we've got Jalen Johnson added to the injury report. He is questionable tonight with a right ankle injury. That concerns me heavily. Heavily, guys. We can't be two games into the season and already Jalen Johnson dealing with some sort of injury. Hopefully he's able to go tonight, or honestly, if there's any sort of concern that he is not able to play, hold him out, because it's the Thunder. They still have Shea, so that team still very much talented. Why force it this early in the season? If there is any sort of concern, it's obviously frustrating. Everyone was so excited about starting the season off. No injuries. That first game, no injuries. Trey even talked about, hey, it's great. No one's in the training table while we're all practicing. But now, Zachary Risacher, ankle. Jalen Johnson, ankle. Kristaps Porzingis. And yes, for all of the wonders about, oh no, is this a whole thing with his illness again? No, to my understanding, he was fighting through dealing with these flu-like symptoms during shoot around yesterday and ultimately just decided, yeah, better not chance it. So if he's unable to go tonight, wouldn't make too big of a deal about that. There's obviously a lot of information. Like Fred Katz put out a whole story this past week talking about the type of illness that Kristaps has been dealing with that's related to his heart that they think they've got under control. This team seems to be separate from that, because it's also, if you just thought it was a matter of, well, Kristaps isn't going to play a back-to-back, they would have just put injury management in the injury report to kind of, you know, let that be known that that's what he is dealing with. All right, continuing on in the rest of the story, let's take a look at some college football scores that are going on. Big day for Georgia Tech as they continue 8-0 in about 5 minutes. Or excuse me, 10 minutes from now. 10 minutes from now, we will talk with Jackson Caudell, who is a writer for SI Georgia Tech, and get his thoughts. He was at the game today. Get his thoughts about what it's just been like covering a team in Georgia Tech that is having, you know, pretty incredible run as seventh in the country, and then had a little bit of a slow start there against Syracuse, but end up blowing them out 41-16. You've got early on in the second quarter, Alabama is up 7-3 against South Carolina. In the second quarter, this is going to be a big one to watch. Number 15, Mizzou at number 10, Vandy. That game is currently scoreless. A lot going on in the world of college football today. Of course, does not include Georgia. Georgia is off as they prepare for Florida coming up next week. Big day of of college football, especially locally here with Georgia Tech, just kind of continuing that excellence. Haynes King looking as sharp as ever, and that's even with missing, you know, some different tools that they didn't have out there today. Ole Miss does get back on track after taking the loss to Georgia last week. Number 8, Ole Miss gets the win over Oklahoma, 34-26. And then, as much as a fun story UCLA has been, man, they ran into the absolute buzzsaw that is number 2, Indiana, 56-6 today. So, big day for Indiana. Last thing on the rest of the story before we get ready for Jackson Caudill coming up next segment. Game 1 of the World Series was last night. Did you actually watch? I'm genuinely kind of curious. Did people watch this? Because I know in LA and Toronto, and like the Dodgers have, you know, pretty big market, and Shohei Ohtani's obviously going to bring a lot of attention. But man, game 1 of the World Series, I feel like absolutely snuck up on me, where I was, you know, clearly doing other things and was like, oh yeah, let me see what's going on with the World Series. Because since the Braves have been checked out for as long as they were before the season actually ended, I feel like I have not been paying attention to the baseball postseason like I normally would. I did jump on the Seattle Mariners bandwagon there for a bit, kind of hoping they would pull something off, but they decided
So it's your fault.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nah, like, we won't put that.
Nah,
juju
I
on
just
you.
You know what? It felt like, Don, like I went up there this year and I got to see, you know, stadium in person, get to catch a game. I got to talk to Cal Raleigh at the All-Star game this year. So I just felt, and like his name's Caleb, you know, so I was like, I got to support, especially because the Braves, like I said, we're not in it. But when that run, you know, kind of came up, I feel like it's just this series is going to be very interesting. Certainly with Toronto taking game 1 last night, 11-4. I just know, like, I feel like people in Atlanta, I'd be curious if they're just not as interested because the Braves just didn't, you know, have that matchup with any of these teams and kind of any reason for you to continue watching baseball postseason, quite honestly. And I don't know. And now the Hawks are playing. Come on down. Come on over. Turn your attention to that. But yeah, big time game last night for the Blue Jays, who blew out the Dodgers 11-4. Game 2 is tonight. And we'll play some sound later from post game after game 1 of the World Series, because the Toronto fans, they had an interesting chant that I just found quite amusing, especially as they got the win. All right, coming up next, Jackson Caudill. He's a writer for SI Georgia Tech. Going to tell us about the newly 8-0 Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. It's coming up next on the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Saturday afternoon. Going until 7 o'clock. We've got pregame for Hawks hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. However, want to spend some time talking about a team that I feel like still, at 8-0 now, still is not getting the amount of attention that they deserve, as the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, look, took care of business once again. Today, it was Syracuse as they continue this just insanely impressive run by this Brent Key coach team to a place that, look, I don't blame you if you didn't expect this team to be there, because I can't necessarily say that I did either, especially when Brent Key took over this team. They were talking about on the broadcast today of, like, you remember that blowout loss to Ole Miss that ultimately got Jeff Collins fired, to see from what that team was then, where it was just the student section left in the building, to what things looked at today. I believe it was like their first sellout in quite some time. Just a really exciting energy is going on over on the flats. And so I want to bring in on the WadeFord.com hotline, Jackson Caudill. He's a writer for SI Georgia Tech. You can give him a follow at Jackson Caudill, and that's spelled Caudell. Jackson, how you doing on this Saturday, man?
I'm doing good, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about these Yellow Jackets just because obviously they've been so impressive. Quite honestly, I mean, from the jump of the season, and, you know, it feels like their schedule has maybe not necessarily helped them out along the way, especially when a win over Clemson doesn't quite have the same appeal that it's had in the past. But Jackson, it feels like, you know, they've kind of taken care of business every step of the way. I want to ask you, with them being 8-0, pulling off what they've done so far, scheduling, you know, clearly that's a factor that's going to help things out. But what have you seen that's been different about this version, this year's Brent Key, you know, Georgia Tech team?
The way they've responded to adversity in any given situation has been pretty incredible. I mean, you know, the first quarter against Colorado, they turn it over three straight drives,
yeah,
only allow 7 points, end up getting the win. You know, you start out a little shaky in the second half against Clemson, but you force a turnover, you end up kicking the field goal to win. You know, whatever you think about some of the calls in the Wake Forest game, they responded, getting down there to tie the game, won it in overtime. Just the way that they're put in different situations is nearly every week, you know, no matter the opponent, and, like, they just find a way. And, like, there's something to be said about that, especially when you see so many upsets happening week to week. Like, there ain't no, and they're taking care of business.
I think, Jackson, part of this is, and you kind of alluded to it there, and I even, you know, last week against Duke, like, I tweeted out the fact that I feel like the football gods are on the side of Georgia Tech right now. Because, I mean, when you have a game where, you know, the it wasn't the snap fumbled. I guess it was the handoff that was fumbled. Georgia Tech runs it back the other way. You've got a kick snap fumbled. You got a kicker who, you know, misses a kick that normally would be, pretty easy. Like they've had in, Wake Forest, go back to that point, go back to, as you mentioned, week one against Colorado. Like it feels like this team has had lucky breaks. What have you kind of heard from Brent Key, how his team has made the most of those opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, lucky breaks, yeah, sure. But, I think it's, they were put in some of these situations in close games in the past, and they weren't able to finish. Last year they lost to Syracuse, and they had to get a couple of third and long stops, and they weren't able to do so. But in different situations like that this year, they've responded and been able to do well. And, yeah, like you were saying, yeah, against Duke, you had a fumble on the five-yard line. You had the mishandled field goal snap, whatever. And then, Duke gets down to the one, gets stopped three times. Looks like they're going to go for it on fourth and one. Then you have a penalty. Yeah, they've had some fortunate things bounce their way. But, again, it's just the responding to adversity and making the winning plays when it's time to make them like that. They just continue to do it each and every week.
Talking with Jackson Caudell on the WadeFor.com hotline. On the Dopey Millennial Show, Caleb Johnson here with you going until 7 o'clock. Jackson, obviously Haynes King getting a ton of love, rightfully so. I think today it was good to see him throw the ball even more than I think we had kind of seen him recently of still relying on his legs. But I feel like beyond just the love that Haynes King gets, sometimes it could be, Buster Faulkner getting overlooked as the play caller there and getting things going. What have you seen from Buster and his style and what's really worked for them that's led to the success?
Well, I'll go back to just adaptation. They want to run the football each and every week. Brent Key prides himself on being able to run the football. Like that's what the program, again, prides themselves on. But like today, you're facing Syracuse, obviously, is not a very complete team defensively, but they were able to look Haynes King 25 of 31, 304 yards.
Yeah.
He was very efficient last week. And I don't think it's getting talked about enough, or his name being talked about enough in Heisman conversations. I think a lot of people have this view of him as well. He's a pretty good runner, but he can't really pass. And then he goes out and puts a stat line like this. And, I really think it's worth asking, are there many players that are worth more to their team than Haynes King? And, Key won't come out and say it. Like, they won't do, a real Heisman campaign for him just because, that's just not what Haynes King is going to want to do as a person. But, I think he's starting to get more and more attention. And, the ways Buster Faulkner uses him each and every week, whether it's on the goal line, short yardage situations, through the air, I mean, it's there's just not – I don't know that there's another player that means as much to their team or their offense as Haynes King.
Yeah, I think the quick answer would be certainly, Diego Pavia and kind of how he's impacted Vanderbilt. But I have been in this exact debate and talked about Haynes. And, the simple fact of people will turn to the Gardner-Webb game and it's like, I feel like you got to understand opponents and who you're facing, and not to say that Philo is not going to be a great quarterback down the line, but certainly to your point, just what Haynes King has meant to this team and how he essentially freezes defenses to not know, hey, we can't just give up on this guy's legs or we can't just attack his legs because he still has the arm to be able to sling it around. And especially helps when you're able to overcome things like an early fumble today when your defense, is able to kind of buck up and get stops or let it be field goals instead of touchdowns. I want to ask you about a specific player today that feels like his season had been rather quiet and then started this one off, drops a potential touchdown, and yet goes on to have two touchdown catches today. Josh Beatham, the tight end, transferred over from Michigan. What do you kind of see this potentially being? Is this a breakout game for Beatham to be able to show something more, or is this just one of those, hey, just happened to be his number today?
Well, this has actually kind of been a continuation of the past few weeks. Georgia Tech uses about four tight ends. They all play different amount of snaps, different roles, but he had a big, I want to say it's a 40-something yard catch against Virginia Tech. He had a 31-yard touchdown against, or yeah, he had a big catch against Duke last week. And truthfully, he could have four touchdowns today. Like, he did drop two, but he also caught two. And Haynes King really trusts him. And, you know, he spoke to us after the game today, said the drops were unacceptable. But just the fact that they continue to find ways to get him involved in the passing game, and you're seeing now 3 weeks in a row, like, it just adds another dimension to this offense that you have to prepare for. And, like, there's nobody better than Buster Faulkner that uses different pieces around and gets them open.
Talking with Jackson Caudill on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow Jackson on social media at Jackson Caudill. It makes it a lot easier when you can just go with your name. Jackson, I want to ask you about, because certainly Georgia Tech's schedule has been favorable, but in the same respect, you can only play the opponents that are on your schedule. However, moving forward, you got to 8-0, and you know who's going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at the end of the regular season. But between NC State, between Boston College, between Pitt, do you see any of those matchups being like a true trap game, a true concern game the rest of the way until they get to Georgia?
I think both NC State and Pitt present tricky challenges. I mean, NC State's on the road, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen a ranked ACC team go to Raleigh. That game doesn't have a time yet, but whether it's night or day, you know, whatever, like, they lose. Like, they've put off some big upsets before. They have a good offense. C.J. Bailey's a really good quarterback. Their defense is very suspect, but, you know, if Georgia Tech doesn't play well or turns it over like we've seen sometimes this year, that could be a tricky spot. Pitt being at home is pretty big, because I hate – any ACC team hates playing Pitt on the road late in the year, especially it's 1 week before you play Georgia. And ever since they made – a switch to a different quarterback, their offense has been really good. So I think both of those teams can beat Georgia Tech. Like, they have to, I mean, in Boston College too, even though they're 1-6, but, like, Georgia Tech is not a team that can overlook anybody, no matter how big of a favorite they are. Like, Brent Key talks about it all the time. Their margins are small, and they win on those margins most of the time, but definitely NC State and Pitt, with the offensive firepower they bring, could definitely pose some challenges.
On the injury front for Georgia Tech, I know, you know, you're dealing with things like Malik Rutherford, the center Harrison Moore, Amari Harvey, like, as far as injuries, because that can certainly, you know, derail a season, especially for a team trying to continue perfection. Is there any real concern with any of these guys that, you know, are leaving too big of a hole or going to be out for a substantial amount of time?
Yeah, so we don't know exactly how long some of these guys are going to be out, but the secondary is kind of where I have my eyes right now. Amari Harvey, their top corner, he's missed the past two games. Key said he's coming back at some point this season, Okay. Didn't specify when. Jai Gilmore, another starting defensive back, he was out today. He made a ton of big plays in the win against Duke a couple weeks ago, or last week. And then today, one of their other starting corners, Zach Toby, he went down with an injury. We asked Key about it after the game, said he didn't have an update, said he'd have one for us next Thursday when the injury report comes out. So, against, like we were just talking about, like, passing attacks like NC State and Pitt, you know, if you're down three of your top defensive backs, like, that's a concerning situation. So we'll have to see how that goes about going forward, but that's something I've definitely got my eyes on.
Is this team got enough of a pass rush to, I guess, kind of be able to deter that sort of thing? Because I think, you know, you go to a team in this state in Georgia, and obviously a lot of conversation around them has been, well, you know, the pass rush hasn't necessarily gotten home, and so it's exposed that secondary. Do you feel like this, you know, Yellow Jacket defense, that line can kind of bolster up enough to cover them?
Well, it's been inconsistent this year. I think one thing a lot of people don't know about Georgia Tech, they're playing a ton of young guys on the defensive line. Amontre Bradford, a redshirt freshman, he's probably their most consistent pass rusher. Andre Fuller, a true freshman. Again, a lot of young guys in there. So you're going to see some flashes during games, but you're also going to see, like against Duke last week, like, they went to their quick game pretty early and often, and they weren't really able to affect him. Changed up a little bit in the second half. Like, Blake Gideon is certainly not afraid to bring pressure. He likes to bring a lot of edge blitzes with his defensive backs, with his linebackers. I think you're still going to see a lot of that. Like, do I trust their front four alone to go out and just win a game by themselves? No. But do I think they can have enough moments in games to affect the quarterback and then Gideon adjust, you know, whenever he needs to? Like, I do have confidence in that. Like, he's shown it at a pretty good rate this year.
All right, final one for you, Jackson. I know his name already has been thrown out there, and it'll continue, especially as this team continues to succeed. with, you know, with Brent Key and the success that he's led Georgia Tech to, you know, whether it ends up being, you know, Penn State calling or whoever could end up being out there, especially as the dominoes start falling and someone goes to Penn State and maybe he's, you know, maybe Nebraska is calling or whoever. When these big teams start calling because of the success, do you think there is any interest from Brent Key to potentially, you know, want to make that move?
Look, the dumbest thing I could come on here and do is say never, like it would never happen to me. Like, you can never say never in college football. As long as the administration is aligned like it has been with Ryan Alpert, the athletic director, Angel Cabrera, the president of the school, as long as they're giving him resources to compete in the ACC like they have, I have a very, very hard time seeing him leave his alma mater. Again, I will never put anything out of question in college football. I personally don't see it, though.
Yeah, that's one where Nick Saban, what did he came out this week and said that he doesn't want Miss Terry taking any phone calls because he knows at some point there's going to be a dollar amount that she hears that she goes, all right, Nick, I guess you are going to go back coaching. And I feel like with Brent, it's there's certainly a want to be here and to, you know, see his alma mater succeed. But I feel like there is a point in which you know, a dollar amount could come that you got to just consider it at least. And certainly we hope, though, that Key sticks around and makes this local team a whole lot better and more fun to watch, certainly. That is Jackson Caudell on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can give him a follow on social media at Jackson Caudell and follow his work on SI Georgia Tech. Is there anything else you want the people to check out, Jackson?
No, just appreciate you having me on. Love to do it again sometime.
Absolutely. We will for sure be doing this very soon. On the other side of the break, we're going to do a check the tape. Listen to some sound from a couple of Falcons players as well as one manager in the World Series. He kind of leaned into what the fans had to say. We'll talk about it next. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on Sports Radio 99.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards.
Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.